أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected Ulama Ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with the dollars, with the gift of Iman. And this gift of Iman is of paramount importance. Iman is strong that the whole of Sharia becomes easy to act upon. Iman is weak that every little imposition or regulation of Sharia becomes extremely difficult to act upon. When his iman is strong, then no matter how big or how strenuous the Islamic duty or Islamic task or responsibility is, then a Muslim, he says labbaik to it. He's never ready to act upon. InshaAllah, the bayan today, the speech today will be directed towards two appeals. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala al Mataeen, they fully understood the spirit and purpose of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching. And they watered the rose garden of Islam with their blood. And because of the sacrifices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, today, alhamdulillah, we are blessed with Islam, even here in Africa. It is reported that a Sahabi, Abu Salba, radiallahu ta'ala, he went to Abyssinia, he migrated in the first batch. When the rumor was spread that the Quraysh accepted Islam, he returned, thinking that Mecca is a safe place, a peaceful place now. But upon his return, he came to realize that this was just a rumor. Then his wife reports that my husband saddled the she camel and mounted me on top of it. And our little baby, Salaba, I held in my arms. And he began to lead us out of Makkah al-Mukarramah towards Medina. Those days at Yathrib. The tribe of Banu Buhayra, belonging to the girls' party, came to Abu Salma and told him that, "Where are you taking our daughter? You may go to Madina if you want, but no, our daughter won't go with you. You cannot take her and leave her in the desert sand. You cannot roam with her in the desert sand. The journey is dangerous. So you may go, but our daughter stays with us." And they pulled her off and they took the daughter away. The Banu Sa'ad were looking, the Banu Asad were looking. And they came to him and told him that you may go, and since your wife is gone to Banu Buhayra tribe, that we want the son, Salaba. And these two tribes began to fight for the child. She reports that she saw her child, the bones be dislocated in front of, because they were pulling the child from this side to that side. One child said, "Please give me the child, give me the child, give me the child." And Sahabi is saying, "I can see this happening, I cannot do anything about this because I want to go to Medina to Kudawara." Eventually, the Banu Asad took the child away. Sahabi went alone. And the incident goes on. How she met up with her husband years later. In Madinah Munawwarah, after Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made Hijrah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made Hijrah and Sahaba made Hijrah with him. Hijrat means to move from one place to another place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina. Remember that the translation of hijrah by the Kuffar and the Orientalist, they say the flight of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is in fact a slaughter for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person flees because of danger, and flight refers to the movement because of fear. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is not flee, this is no flight, this is a movement from Makkah to Madina by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba were moving, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was waiting when the wahi comes alku. And when the wahi came, Jibreel alayhi sallam informed him of the evil and pernicious desires and plots of the kuffar and mushriks of Makkah, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The order came. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hijrat means that to move from one place to another. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah, he was not in Medina. And when he moved to Medina, he was not in Makkah. This is the meaning of hijrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only of the present. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala, those who moved were called muhajir, those who made hijrat. And when they came to Medina, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared brotherhood amongst the Ansar, the Medinites, who were the helpers and the Muhajir. According to one narration, 90 of them were made into pairs. According to another narration, 100 of them. And spirit of brotherhood, spirit of ukhuwa, spirit of unity, spirit of love for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sahaba understood, taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is reported that Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was paired with Hazrat Sa'd ibn Rabi al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. Brother Yusuf Adelvi Rabbitullah writes that, and giving the reference from the authentic Ahadith Kitab, that Hazrat Sa'd called Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf and told him that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been a brother. I have got 2 houses. You can have one. And I have got property. You can shave half. And I have got 2 eyes. I will throw them in front of you. And the one you desire, I will divorce. The one you desire, I will divorce. And I have got businesses. I will make the business into half, and you can take half. You and I were there, and you got 2 wives, that you won't give the person the choice to say, this one is struggling, let this one go along. So out of the head, out of the head. So I'll give this one talaq free, you know. People are beating this one up. Beating wives is not Islamic. You can't do the wives. Wives are important. You can't do the females. Females are important. Treat them well. The wives come right to the locality, and they are preserved, and they are protected. Then our locality is safe. And the Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, Arabia is safe as long as the women of Arabia are safe. This statement does not only apply to Arabia. It applies to any locality. The women are safe, they are modest, and they are protected. The locality is safe. But if man himself can't control anything, what else is? So Sahabat Abu Rahman ibn Awf did not make the offer. He said, no, show me the bazaar. I will subject. I will see. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Muhajir to help encouraged the Ansar to help the Muhajir. And he told them that share the business with them, share the profits with them. And he also told them that the Muhajir who have come, they know very little about farming. I do not know how they are going to help you with your business and with your affairs. The Ansar, the helpers, the Sahaba, they say to the Muhajir, that do not be perturbed, do not worry, that we will do the harvest, we will sow the land, and when the harvest has been reaped, and when the fruit has come, then we will give you the fruit. You do no work. You sit with the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you preach and propagate Islam, you teach us, and we'll give you the harvest. This is unity, this is sacrificing for each other, this is love for each other. It is reported, the Ansar, when the harvest came, the day harvest especially, that they should make 2 heaps. One large one, as a small one. And in the small one, they should put daisies to make it big again. So then the Muhajir when he came, he saw two equals, and then the Ansar insisted upon the Muhajir that take the one that's got dates, and they should give the one that has got dates alone. You utilize it. So much love they had for each other, so much muhabbat they had for each other, so much sacrifice they had for each other. There was this recorded in the Teaching of Islam, that Sahabi is passing away, and water is presented to him. He says, "Now give it to my brother, who is also in need of water." In the thick of the battle, in the midst of the battle, amongst the arrows flying around, blood oozing out of the body, death hovering over the head, the man is thirsty, Sahabi is thirsty, but still he says, "Give my brother the water, he is going to the requirement of the water." And the incident goes that when the water returns to him, he passes away. And no Sahabi drinks that water because all pass away, sacrificing that small glass of water, small cup of water for the dead brother. So much love they had for each other. It is reported, there was Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala who, when he passed away, and he was martyred by Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala. And when his body was badly mutilated, then his sister, Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala, came running along to look at the body. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Hazrat Safiya's son, Hazrat Zubair, that go and stop your mother. Tell her to stop. And she was going towards the body. But the order of Rasul Salah came, she immediately stopped. She did not question it, that I'm going to see my brother's body, I'm going to see my brother's body. She stopped immediately. And when she expressed the desire of seeing her body, the body of her brother, although mutilated, and she has got the heart to forbear that sight, then the Nabi Kareem Salah gave her the permission. And she was carrying two pieces of cloth for the deceased, to cover them. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala who says that at that time we saw another Sahabi passed away. His name was Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala who was son. And there are two pieces of cloth, one large, one small. Now who to give the large one and who to give the small one? Lots were drawn. And the smaller one came to the lot of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala who, and it is reported when they took the sheep and they covered his head, the feet remained open. When they covered his feet, the head remained open. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Cover Hamza's head and cover the feet with the leaves." This was their sacrifice. This was their muhabbat. And today, unfortunately, in India, we have got riots, Hindu-Muslim riots, when Muslims are being slaughtered, butchered, killed, massacred. And presently starting because of a Babri Masjid, which is in Adhoya, in the state of Uttar Pradesh, UP. The Hindus claim that where the Masjid is, that their Lord God Rama was born. He was born. I do not want to dwell into the polemics of birth of God, but what do statements will do? But if a God can be born, that means he can die. What is the good of a dead God? And if a God is born, then that means he came from non-existence into existence, and from existence into non-existence. And this movement from non-existence to existence, and existence to non-existence, that is the creation of the creation, that is the quality of the creation, not the quality of the creator. So the Hindus started a movement that collect a brick and bring it to that area. And they appeal to 128 countries of the world that bring a brick and take it to that place and demolish that masjid and build the temple. It is reported, unfortunately, that the first bricks came from the Hindus of South Africa. We are sleeping. It is also reported that at that masjid, a law has come about that is not going to be demolished at the moment because of the pressure from the Saudi government and Pakistan government for preservation of water property. But how long they will last? Meanwhile, because of the masjid, riots have started. And all what I say to you is coming from a Gujarati, Bhaktali Paula Hayat, the editor is Paula Abdul Haq Padri, who is the brother of Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri, who is very famous. And this is the September 98, this year's issue. Riots have started, riots have spread. And generally, what happens in India, that over small issues, riots spread, and they spread to such an extent that murder is taking place, looting is taking place, our Muslim women are raped, babies are killed, youth are massacred, blood flows. They have got an ideology and a concept that the Muslim has got Pakistan as a homeland, and the Muslim has gone. And even in places like Radhir, so-called peaceful marches have been taking place against the Muslims that go away from here. Go to Pakistan, you have got a Muslim homeland. Go there. Clear up India for the Hindus. And systematically, they are killing the Muslims, trying to annihilate them from India. And the sad part of it, that the government is involved, that the police is involved, that the army is involved, and the force is involved. And wherever riot takes place, the force, the police, the anti-rioters, the anti-Hindus, the anti-people to massacre the Muslims, the anti-Hindus to butcher the Muslims. And this does not take place in normal figures, it takes place in hundreds. Blood flows. And there are possibilities. Why? Because the police watches, the police respect, disarms the Muslims, and arms the Hindus to massacre the Muslims. And this riot which has now started is devastating, and it is destroying life, and it is spreading, unfortunately, to all parts of India. The whole of India at the moment is flowing in blood because of this. Some political motivation, the parties are involved. Some people are involved because of the masjid. And India, as I told you, the rule is that over a small thing, over a deadly thing, Hindu Muslim riots explode, and they are fed by the government and the police. So our appeal is made that after the Salat of Jummah, there will be collection. Whatever we can give, we should give. There will be one collection for Lillah and another Zakah. And if you did not bring money, and you still want to contribute, then you can contribute it. Bring it to the Madrasa, give it to Balwa Ayub Sir, Kajwi, the principal, or Balwa Abdul Samad Sir, Daya. Another important thing is that our head, our body, must be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not be limited. We should open our heart. We should open our vision. We should open our scope. By effort of the international, by the rest of the international, the scope of the effort of the international. If I'm a writer, I will be a fighter. If I will put your blood in your desire, then I will be also one who will form your desire. If I come to Salat, I will be enjoying what is right. If I be enjoying what is right, I will be forbidding what is evil. Sahaba understood this. Rasul Salaam did this. Writing letters one time, standing in Badr on the other side, digging in the church at one time, waiting for Hudayb at one time, talking to the Jews at one time, negotiating at Hudayb at another. All this is done. Sahaba did it also. We also should do it. Do not say, I give money as a chidah, I will not even read Salat. I give zakat, I will let it pure out, I will not read Salat. Don't do one thing and leave all the others out. Alhamdulillah, our madrasa runs. And it runs, alhamdulillah, to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of surging cost, because of rising cost, we have definitely a culture. And it is the generous Muslims who contribute, alhamdulillah, that makes things balanced. And for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should contribute towards the madrasa. And those who have not taken their fees, due to some reason or other, due to forgetfulness or something, and who can afford sending it the fees, should send it the fees. And the parents who cannot send it their fees should contact the administration. But do not deprive your child. Do not remove your child from the madrasa. Do not stop sending your child from the madrasa because you are not sending the fees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a provider, the risha, the fees will come, but don't deprive your child. Send your child to the madrasa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with great enthusiasm, his generous business, so they contribute at the address of the so these two appeals, we make a request that give generously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah in our lives, in our poverty. And remember, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an international prophet, international Nabi, he's a universal Nabi. And our effort, our life must be ready for this. Our prayer must be ready for this. And when we do something, we should keep the whole world in front. وَأَخْرِ دَعْوَ الْحَمْدِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ